Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am Michelle Stockatelny, a spiritual medium, a healer, and teacher. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about our throat chakras, and as well taking your calls and providing messages from Spirit. But first we're going to talk a little bit about our topic. So if you're familiar with the chakras, you know that they are energy centers in our body that can give us indications about what we need to heal from, what we need to work on in order to raise our vibrations. Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you are somewhat familiar with chakras. I'm not going to go through all of them at once. But the reason we're talking about our throat chakra tonight is simply because I find that the more and more readings that I do, it's very evident that almost everyone I ever have ever come across has had at least a partially blocked throat chakra at some point in their lives. This is because we live in a world where it's difficult for us to speak our truths. And when we tend to go against what resonates with us, what we feel is right, or what we feel would most work for our personalities, for our path, it creates energetic blockages. Now, these blockages are... To describe a blockage, it's difficult in the sense that I would have to paint you a picture almost. When I'm connected with a sitter, and if we're doing a chakra healing session, and I can see their chakras aren't spinning properly, if they seem kind of heavy or dense, or there's like dark spots in them, that tells me that there is healing that needs to be done. And so when I see a blocked throat chakra, which again, I think almost everyone has at some point in their lives, it usually looks very dense and heavy, and it's almost like it's very dark blue, because usually the blue is the color of the throat chakra. Everyone sees chakras differently. When I see them, it is always with my mind's eye, as it is when I see spirit. So everyone sees things very differently. Remember that before we talk about the physical symptoms of a blocked throat chakra, remember that you always need to seek the opinion of a medical professional if you begin to exhibit any new or unusual physical symptoms. Sometimes when we start to really open up spiritually, we become very focused on everything having a root spiritual cause. And while that may be so on some level, we have to remember that we do live in it's a very dense physical world. And so when we have physical symptoms, it is best to first have other causes ruled out by a medical professional, someone that you trust, someone that will do a thorough workup and ensure that all other causes have been looked at first before you start to delve more into the potential spiritual causes. Sometimes people ignore what's going on in their body simply because they feel like it, everything has a reason, and, we're here to experience all sorts of pains and sensations and difficulties. Don't allow your fear of what might be cause you to not get things checked out. This is very important. I've had readings with some people over the last several years, obviously, and there have been a few who have said that they've had certain sensations or difficulties with their bodies, but haven't actually seen anyone about it simply because they don't trust medical professionals, or they don't resonate with the energy of that kind of way of healing. I think everything has its place, and it's always important, I feel, that when you're in a physical world, get things checked out first for peace of mind, and to, know that everything is working as it needs to be so that you can look at other possibilities. Okay. So before we take our first caller, I'm going to talk a little bit about the symptoms of a blocked throat chakra. And when I say symptoms, I mean that not all blockages in our body, which can happen with any chakra, and they do, not all of them will manifest into physical symptoms. But the throat chakra tends to be one that does manifest into physical symptoms more often than others, simply because of how much we hold back from speaking our truths. And this is only one reason that we get a blocked throat chakra, which I'm going to explain further. But for symptoms, physical symptoms of this, you might be experiencing constant sore throats, or even bouts of virus, like viral infections or something like that. Things that just don't seem easily cure, that they constantly keep happening. As well as feelings of tightness in the throat, maybe it feels kind of scratchy, or you have difficulty swallowing or speaking and all that kind of stuff. It can be a few things like that, just even a tightness around the neck. You know, if you have a constant tension in the neck muscles, that can be an indication of a blocked throat chakra. So there are a number of reasons why this happens, and we're going to get into that right away. But I'm going to take our caller that's waiting right now. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
Good, Amy. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Nice to be first. I never called your show before, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you took a chance tonight. Are you calling to ask a question or to receive a message?
Yeah, actually, I'm wondering what you see as far as meeting deeper centered people. I'm a very spiritual person, and I practice, you know, every moment I get. You know, I'm out in nature, I'm in yoga, I'm in meditation. So, you know, I'm just looking for like-minded people and potentially a good relationship, a solid one.
Okay. I understand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect with your energy and see if one of your loved ones or your guides wants to shed some light on this, you know, this area of your life, if that's okay. So what I want you to do is, have you ever had a mediumship reading at all before?
Very rarely. I don't know the last time I did.
Okay, so the best thing to do is just to, you know, relax, inhale deeply through your nose, exhale slowly through your mouth, that beautiful, wonderful, mindful breathing. I'm just going to connect with you, Amy, and then we'll see what spirit has to say, okay? Just relax.
Okay.
Okay, and just connecting now. Okay, Amy. Oh, okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I do feel a number of physical sensations first and foremost, almost like this, well, they have me touching the middle of my abdomen, which is an area that sometimes I would feel nauseated with. It tells me that there's a bit of difficulty in the sense that there's a bit of emotional healing that still needs to take place from the past. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I have a lot of solar plexus issues. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm feeling it right there, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's tight. So that's okay, though. We can work on that. And the other place I'm feeling it mostly is in my forehead, kind of by my third eye chakra, I think. It's more or less, it's an energy that I would identify as being more of a frustration, more of a, you know, like also a general tiredness. It feels like even though you say you're very spiritual and all that, and I definitely can feel that in your energy, but it also feels like, generally speaking, there's a lot of fatigue, you know, in your emotional, spiritual, physical selves. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And so, yeah. And so I am feeling one of your spirit guides coming forward. I don't know if you've met any of your spirit guides or know about how I view spirit guides, but I'll tell you a little bit about them and get their name for you and all that. Hopefully this will help you connect with them. Spirit guides, sure. I feel, are spirits who simply are not incarnated at this time, but have already learned all of the lessons that we're here to learn. And so they know us better than we know ourselves. The guides that I bring forward during a reading or a message are guides that you've had since before you were born. And so they know you very well. They understand your path. They understand why you wanted to incarnate, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Yes. And so I do, like, I don't know if I told you, it's your healer guide. Healer guides are ones that help us with our physical and energetic bodies. They help us with our chakras. They help us on the chemical level. They give us lots of suggestions and guidance about how we can, you know, heal and align ourselves. Yours is showing himself as a male vibration. And as he's coming closer, I'm seeing him as being very, he's very tall, very tall. He's wearing these like plain white clothes. Where are you from? Okay. Oh, and that's important too. They show themselves with an appearance and sometimes provide an accent and all that kind of stuff. Usually that has to do with a previous life that they had that they resonate with, that also has a lot to do with their current role in helping you. But it's important to know that we don't have a set appearance or age or anything like that in spirit. They do this for our benefit because it helps us to feel more connected with them. So he's showing himself as, very tall. His skin is it's like an olive color. It's kind of darker, but not okay. I do feel he's from India, okay, and it feels like he's got like whitish short hair, and he seems like younger in the face than I would expect from his energy. He seems very wise and all that. And I feel like I'm trying to get his name for you. Just hold on. He's got quite a big smile, but he's so tall. And he's got these white plain clothes on. Okay, I'm just getting his name for you. Okay, I'm just trying to spell it out. Okay. J-U... Jashta? I feel like I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I feel like it's Jashta. J-U-S-H-T-A. And that's what I'm hearing anyway. That's what I spelled out, so I have to go with it. Okay. I feel like Jashta is coming forward today, and he's saying that... When he's coming forward, he's also bringing that tension back into... actually, it's also in my chest a little bit, which tells me that there is a tension in your body that has a lot to do with needing to let go of things that are kind of controlling what the decisions that you're making now. So things that might have happened in the past. I feel like this... I don't know if this is about romantic relationships, but it feels like relationships in general, you've kind of... It feels like you've always felt that you're the giver. You're always the one giving, and you're like the emotional, you know, here's my heart, you can have it. And it feels like you're getting a lot of people that are not as open. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And there's the fatigue in my forehead, I think.
Yes.
I'm just tired.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Okay. And he's going to give you some suggestions for that right away. But what he's saying emotionally, well, I think that the forehead has a lot to do with the emotion too, because it's just, you're wanting to move on to the next level. You're wanting to attract this beautiful energy. And I do feel that it's there for you, but I also feel like until we really work on all this healing that needs to be done, it'll be hard to have the vibration emanating from you in order to attract that back into your life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. Makes sense.
Good, good. And so what Jashish is saying is that there's just, he's showing me this image of like a jigsaw puzzle, and it's like he's putting the pieces in one by one very patiently, and it's a very complicated one. It actually has a picture of an elephant. I don't know if elephants mean anything to you, but it's almost like this would be a very significant animal in terms of your spiritual journey. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah,
and
the god of Ganesh is the elephant god. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so he's showing me, you know, one by one, these pieces are going into this puzzle, but it's almost like the center pieces are the ones that are missing. You've got the exterior going and working inwards, but it's the innermost working that needs to be done. And I feel like this is very symbolic of what's left to be done. And again, I'm feeling it strongly in my solar plexus area, that mid-abdomen there, that it's things that are being held on to. It's not just a matter of forgiveness, but it's also a matter of really accepting what has happened, what has occurred, and what you cannot change. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm breathing better by you just saying that. Yes, thank you.
Yes, good. And so what he's saying is, okay, he says, in your practice, the thing that is missing is you asking your guides and yourself, what can I do to heal myself? Because it feels like you're very outwardly focused. It feels like, you know, and this is why in relationships, you're the giver, you're giving your heart away and all that. But you have a difficult time, it seems, to really place that love, compassion, and forgiveness on yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so what he's saying is that this is a good time before we even think about inviting more people into our lives, because he says if you try to focus on that right now, it'll be the same old, and that's exactly what you don't want.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is let's let that idea go for a little bit, and it's not forever. I'm feeling under 3 months for sure. But what I feel is that during this time, it's really important for you to focus more on what you can do to start really healing and letting go of all the things you don't need to carry with you into the next relationships and it feels like it's not just going to be relationships, though. It feels like a new circle of friends. Like it feels like you're ready to work with people of a similar vibration. Meanwhile, spiritually you might be there, but physically you have to get your body, your physical body, into that level of vibration too. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes complete. Okay. Yes.
Good.
And,
because sometimes we're so focused on what we're trying to attract into our lives that we completely forget, well, I actually have to do the work from within first and get myself to that vibration that I'm trying to attract, so that it's much more easier for me to say, hey, I'm ready, I'm open, I'm good to go. And so he's just reminding you of this. And it feels like with the, especially with that third eye chakra area, that forehead tension and that fatigue. It, okay. Yeah. And so what he's saying is that it has a lot to do more with allowing yourself more physical rest, because it feels like you do a lot, but actual physical rest where you're really actually relaxed doesn't happen very often. Does that make sense?
Yes. I really find it hard to, the anxiety, because, you know, as a light worker yourself, it's like the higher your frequency, the more you're working, even at night, you know, and yeah, that makes sense to me. It all makes sense.
Well, when you feel fatigued by it, it means that there's boundaries that need to be set. Like for myself, I am no longer ever disturbed in my sleep with any of this, because simply I need my rest. So I make sure that they know that. And, you know, if anyone needs to chat, well, I do so when I'm awake. So just by setting simple boundaries, you know, saying, when I go to sleep, that's it, I'm done for the night, you know, and not being afraid to really set those boundaries. You know, when I go out, I am not bombarded with spirit, because I simply, you know, to be connected all the time, it's far too much to ask of anyone, and it doesn't help anyone. It just drains you. So aside when I'm actually doing my work, I am a very normal person. I don't go out there and constantly connect. It's too much. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes a lot.
Yeah.
Sense.
Good. And so it feels like if you just work on this for a little bit, you know, really, especially now that you have, you know, the name of one of your guys and you have kind of a vision of him, you'll be able to start working more strongly with them and asking them for their help. You know, speak out loud to your guides. I always suggest that, because you're always in subconscious communication with them. But when you speak out loud, it helps you to hear their responses better in your thoughts, because, you know, it happens so quickly and you're very aware of what you're saying, and then you hear the thoughts and that's, oh, that's my guides. And their guidance is always very peaceful and common sense and rational. And that's how you can tell the difference between, you know, yourself or your ego. And
that makes sense. So the healing is, like you said, like within the next 3 months for sure, like it should be.
Well, it all depends. I can't say for sure simply because it all depends on the level of effort you put forward. So
yeah.
It feels like it could be done within the next 3 months. But if you do absolutely nothing to heal, then nothing's going to happen, right? So it's a matter of you taking the time to rest, taking the time to get all of the emotions up, to acknowledge what's been going on, especially things from the past that you've been thinking about, writing them down, accepting, forgiving yourself and others, letting go, you know, taking that time to mindfully process everything you've been going through. And then I feel like by the time you get to a place where things are, you know, you're feeling happier, more peace, less anxiety, you won't even be focused so much on attracting others, but it will happen because your vibration will be higher. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. And this is
okay.
Unaware. So, I mean, it just, what happens is that, you know, it's a practice. So it's like not worrying about if I missed it 2 days of practicing what you just talked about, getting some rest and saying things out loud. So yeah, I'm learning more and more to relax. I was even more tense, if that's even imaginable. And so I learned my own way of just being compassionate with myself. And if I miss a day, so I miss a day. It's fine. There's another day.
Yeah. Don't be hard on yourself. I mean, everything, especially when, like, I find we sometimes feel so guilty by taking rest and taking time for ourselves to do little things that we enjoy. And I don't understand why, simply because we aren't meant to be going full force every single moment of the day. Our bodies need to rest. If we didn't need the rest, we wouldn't be sleeping all the time. And when we sleep is when we grow and learn in spirit. So the more sleep, the better, right? And so try to enjoy it and embrace the process. And I find when I start, well, one thing that helped me stop feeling guilty thoughts of, you know, if I'm taking a day for myself or something like that, is, you know, being very mindful of what I'm grateful for, you know, and this kind of redirects your thought process, if that makes sense.
No, that's beautiful. It's a great way to fill her up. You know, you're
exactly.
Letting go, surrendering, and you need to fill up again, because then the process is going to be ongoing, because you haven't filled yourself up with love, the divine love. So, yeah, I completely
absolutely
get what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm really glad you called tonight, and I want to wish you all the most beautiful blessings in the world. I hope everything works out, and, you know, just take your time and be patient with yourself, okay?
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my love.
Well, thank you. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, so that was a wonderful guide. I just love spirit guides because they always know what to say, you know. I don't know why, for whatever reason, my specialty or my forte or whatever with mediumship has always been spirit guides ever since I was very young. And even now, like after so many years, they never cease to surprise me with the level of compassion and insight and knowledge that they bring forward for every sitter. So I just marvel at how amazing our guides are and how much they do to help us get through these challenges, get through, you know, all the things that we're facing, and always with such patience. And they're so generous with their ability to give us what we need. And it's just amazing. And I just couldn't be more grateful for guides. So before we take our next caller, we are going to talk a little bit more about the throat chakra. So we discussed already a bit of the symptoms that we experience when we have a blocked throat chakra. And this is something that, you know, if you work with someone who does Reiki or spiritual healing like I do with my guides, we can help remove all of the energy that doesn't need to be there, the residual energy, things that you've been holding on to. But we cannot remove the things that you need to work on. And this is why healing is very much a mindful action, a mindful choice, because you can see all of the healers in the world. But until you choose to heal, until you really do the work to accept, forgive, and let go from the situations of the past, to start working on letting go of self-defeating thoughts and negative self-talk and all of those things that hold you back, all of your fears that, that fear of not being good enough or fear of the unknown, fear of failure, all of those things that I think we all have to some extent at some points in our lives. These things hold us back simply because we aren't ready to move forward yet. And we need to heal from all of those things one by one. And it can feel like a very daunting process if you feel like you haven't really begun. But honestly, if you're already at the point where you're looking for healers and looking for advice and looking for guidance on all of this, you've already been working on your healing. You just aren't aware of it yet. And there's no one that cannot heal to, you know, a certain extent. We all have healing we can do. And when I say healing, it doesn't mean, you know, all of a sudden having a perfect, you know, mind, body, spirit alignment and feeling 100% all of the time. That's not going to happen. We do have to experience physical issues while we're here, which is, you know, part of our learning. But it's how we handle it that changes. Because if you've been ill and you're constantly focused on how you're always feeling ill and how nothing's ever getting better and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you're paying more attention to your thoughts, you know, ask yourself, what am I really inviting into my energy? What am I asking for? More pain, more suffering, more stuff like that. But if you stop viewing yourself as someone who's suffering and simply someone and change it into someone who's simply going through a temporary situation, because no matter what, everything we experience here is temporary to an extent. It's temporary in the fact that, you know, we're not going to experience it forever, even though sometimes it feels like it'll be forever, but I assure you it will not. So when we kind of stop placing so much emphasis on something always lasting and never going away, it starts to go away because we're not focusing on it staying forever. So it's very important to be mindful, first and foremost, of the thoughts you're saying to yourself and about yourself. So for throat chakras specifically, they usually get blocked for one of two reasons. One is not speaking your truths, which we've talked about already a little bit. And what I mean by speaking your truths, this is about when people hold back what they believe in, what they feel, what resonates with them, by not speaking their truths in relationships. This is a big one because we don't want to hurt the other person, or we don't want to rock the boat. We sometimes just don't want to cause some troubles simply because, you know, we kind of are fearful of how things are going to go. And when we don't speak our truths to those around us, it could be coworkers, it could be family members, anyone, it builds up in the sense that we are constantly holding ourselves back. And when we speak our truths, it's not meant to be blunt and so forward that we're hurting people on purpose, but it's meant to for us to say what we need. Because I find that's one of the most difficult things. We have a hard time asking for what we need. We don't want to be seen as weak, and we don't want to be seen as needing help. Meanwhile, the ones that, you know, tend to be the most against receiving help from others are the ones who want to help others the most. And so I really feel that in order to be a healer, you need to allow yourself to be healed. In order to be a helper, you need to allow yourself to be helped. If you're not willing to allow yourself to be helped, then you're not really setting the example, are you? So if you think that you can go on and continue helping everyone else but never accept it yourself, then you're only kind of doing half of the bargain. Because you know how good it feels when you help someone? You know that feeling you get when you help someone through something or help them without expecting anything back? Wouldn't you want to gift that same feeling to someone else? Don't take that opportunity away from others. Everybody needs help once in a while. And by being able to be not in a vulnerable position, but more of an open position where you're willing to accept that help and be grateful for it, you're providing someone else with a lesson and the opportunity to gain experience they might not otherwise have had. So be generous with both helping and being helped. And the other reason that throat chakras become blocked is when you're quote-unquote swallowing what others are saying to you when it does not resonate with your truths. So sometimes you know when someone's not telling you the truth. For whatever reason, sometimes people choose to lie simply because they don't think that someone could handle the truth, or they're not able to fully express their personal truths or something like that. But when it's not resonating with your energy, when you know it's not true, but you're constantly just taking it and not saying anything about it, this can build up and block a throat chakra as well. So I find that people that have blocked throat chakras also have very much difficulty setting boundaries or limits with people. So, you know, that term people pleaser comes to mind, where you're constantly, yes, I'll do that for you. Oh, yes, absolutely. I will help you with that. Until you learn how to say no, this can be difficult. And you need to learn to say no without feeling guilt, because you're not here to do everything for everyone or constantly try to fix the problems or make everyone else happy. And if you have difficulty saying no, then start practicing in the mirror. You might feel silly for a time, but honestly, what better way to get used to it? Because when you can say no, not in a defensive way or an offensive way, just simply, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that for you. You can admit the sorry if you want. I'm a Canadian, so I will apologize, and I will. But that's just part of our personality. But, you know, it's important for you not to feel guilty for setting these limits, because you deserve time to yourself. You deserve peace of mind. And if you're not willing to give that to yourself, no one else will. It's up to you to decide how much peace you want in your life, how much you want to relax, and how much you want to receive the joys of life. If you're not going to ever focus on the joy, then what's it all for? You know, we don't need to be going constantly and all the time. It's, you know, we have to decide how much is a priority in our life and what could be let go of. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about throat chakras soon, but we're going to take another caller right away. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes,
hello.
Jacob from Canada. Hi, it's Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
From
how are you?
Hey,
oh,
pretty good. How are yourself?
Another Canadian. I'm good,
yes.
Thank you. Are you calling for a message from Spirit, or are you calling to ask a question?
Yes, yeah, about the throat chakra, actually.
Mm-hmm.
About
okay.
Speaking your voice and things like that. You know, just,
mm-hmm.
Is there any other, like, open up your throat chakra, maybe taking stuff to open up your chakra or singing, things like that? Will that help too? Or is it just a blockage, maybe a fear of whatever that could, I don't know, maybe a sense of guilt or something like that? Would that be a form of
that,
like,
definitely
not
can
truth,
cause
truth?
Yes, those definitely are parts of what can cause a blocked throat chakra. Singing and you know, music in general, like, it can help clear and help heal all of our chakras to an extent, but the major part of a blockage has a lot to do with what we haven't yet healed from, what we haven't accepted or forgiven or let go of. And you know, when it comes to a fear, you know, it's the same process, whether it's a fear or a loss or a situation from the past. We all have to go through those situations and accept them. And when I say accept them, not as in, oh, I accept that this person, what they did and how they hurt me is okay with me. It's a matter of, I accept that this is what occurred and, you know, I cannot change it, but I'm not going to allow it to have control over my life anymore. And so do you feel like you have a blocked throat chakra?
No. I used to have one before, so.
Yeah. And so what did you do to... I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What I do, I started actually singing more, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Native songs. That's what I've been doing.
Good. And,
drumming songs.
Yeah. Do you drum as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, me too. That's wonderful. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. Drumming and singing. I don't know what language you sing in. I sing in Anishinaabe, and I absolutely love it. It's just, it is very healing, the songs, especially the traditional songs. But even still, you probably did some work as well in order to do some mindful emotional healing, I'm sure, at some point, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, but the songs do help. They raise our vibrations. They give us the energy and the empowerment to face what we haven't yet faced. Did you find that to be true, too?
It was more of a practice. When I started doing my initial drumming songs, mm-hmm. Are you talking about native songs, or are you just talking about native?
Yes, native.
Yeah, me too. And I started actually practicing with earphones on. I didn't want to hear my mm-hmm. voice for a while with the drumming. And then one time, I think it was about time for me to listen to my own voice. And what it is, my batteries died out in my headphones. I heard my voice. And I said, well, this is my voice. And, you know, I accepted my voice the way it was. So that,
right.
that was, yeah. And
that was very helpful
lot,
and healing too. To you.
Oh, for sure. Sure.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. So do you have any other questions about how to heal from throat chakra blockages or blockages in general? Do you find that you are continuing to work on this, or that you feel that you've reached a point where you're not feeling many more blockages at all?
Oh, well, it's a continuous process because you figure how much, if you want to think of perceptual data that we intake every day,
mm-hmm.
and you know most of it's could be negative depends what environment you're in, so but and how much where it's stored in our body, right? It goes to those points in our body.
Absolutely.
And,
well, it's amazing what comes up
me.
That we thought long ago we healed from, and then all of a sudden there it is, and we don't even realize that we hadn't fully healed from it yet. And so this is one way that our guides show us that we kind of store these things in our bodies, in our minds, subconsciously, and it comes up when we're finally ready to face it.
Yeah. My teacher that I'm learning from, she says, feel in its fullest, even if it's from the
mm-hmm.
past, feel in its fullest. How's it feel in your body? Because we tend to actually, in our society, it seems like, intend to push it away, put those things
yes.
feelings aside, right? So, which causes
mm-hmm.
blockages. Yeah.
It does. When you start to have, especially if situations from the past replay in your mind and you feel that kind of unpleasant physical or emotional reaction and you're trying to shove it so far down that you don't feel it anymore, that's definitely what creates blockages. If we're not willing to face what's coming up, then we're just making the blockages bigger and more stronger, and we don't want that. We want the exact opposite. We want to embrace what's coming up and face it and get through it. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're feeling angry, just feeling angry about it, not to the point
mm-hmm.
that where it goes out of control, but just feel that. How's it feel in your body too? And something I'm talking about my teacher about the reality is if we have a story and then maybe sometime something triggers that story again, then we create another. I think we create another dimensional reality, right? Which one was the real one? Which one was the real story, right? Because we keep adding these
right.
blocks, and then all of a sudden it gets too big, and then it can go into a physical issue, which is really a bad thing, right? So,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling, Jacob. I really enjoy talking with you, and I think it's great that you do the traditional drumming and singing. Keep that up because it's amazing, and it's healing to others. I hope you share it with others when you can. Do you do drumming circles or anything like that?
I used to do drumming circles before because I teach native drum making, basically.
Oh, do you? Oh, I love it. It's so difficult, though, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it isn't, actually.
I'm really tiny, so I don't have the strength for it, but it's...
Well, definitely, anyone can make a drum.
Mm-hmm.
You learn so much about your lessons that are apparent, that show up for you when you're making a drum.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs that really go with it are really, really nice, really great. It gets down with nature, so.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Okay, Jacob. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to the show and call back again with your wonderful advice. Okay, take care.
Well, thanks, Ali. Great topic, so thanks so much for allowing me to be part of the show. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. Oh, I love when people have so much to share. It's amazing how all of us walk our own healing journey, and especially to meet a fellow drummer and singer is just wonderful, because I very much resonate. I'm a Métis woman. And for those that aren't familiar what Métis means, it means I'm part Native American, but also European blood and all that. So I honor all aspects of myself, but I definitely resonate very strongly with Native American culture. I am a sun dancer and a traditional drummer and singer, and it just gives me just such pleasure to be able to share that with others. And one day I may drum and sing on the show. I don't know when, but I'm looking at my drum right now and wondering if that's going to happen soon. But I love it because it's just so healing and beautiful and just such a wonderful blessing. Okay, and so we're going to talk a little bit more about how to heal from a blocked throat chakra before we take our next caller. And so we've already spoken about how to say no without guilt. This does take time, especially for those who really have a difficult time saying no and really want to make people happy. You need to make yourself happy first. If you're not happy, it's really hard to increase the happiness in anyone else's life. Okay, so you got to bring that focus back to yourself and be willing to, you know, sometimes you need to be willing to lose some people in your life. And, you know, if they weren't going to stay when you say no or something like that, then chances are they weren't someone you really needed on your path as it was, or chances are they weren't really someone who was on your path with the best of intentions. Don't allow yourself to be forced or feeling like you're forced into constantly doing for others. You know, it's important that you do what resonates with you, what speaks to you, what calls to you in this life. No one else can determine what that is for you but yourself. So being true to yourself and then becoming more aware of your personal truths and then eventually speaking them calmly and rationally and peacefully. It doesn't mean by, you know, setting firm limits in the sand. I mean, it's important to be open to possibilities. I find when if I'm in a forum where other mediums are discussing spirit guides, my views tend to be very different than many other mediums' views. And I just remain very neutral in the sense that I'm very much open to possibilities. We won't know. None of us can say we absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt anything about how it works until we go home and we go, oh, okay, yeah, that was what I was feeling, or that was, you know, kind of similar to what I was picking up on, and everyone's going to feel it differently. So it's important to not take offense to others' truths and to not worry about others taking offense to your truth, so long as you're speaking from your heart and being who you are, because speaking our truths essentially means being the person that you are. And we tend to hold back a lot of ourselves. We tend to feel like we have to show a portion of ourselves that we feel others will resonate with. We want to have friends, we want to attract partners and all that kind of stuff. And if we feel like if they know us, like really know us, they won't feel the same way about us. And quite frankly, I would rather have a much smaller number of people in my life that know who I am and resonate with who I am than a lot of people in my life that only know me partially. And I feel like I constantly have to show them a side of myself, but not who I am fully. It's entirely up to you how you go about this. But I think we feel a lot better when we are who we are. You know, we don't hold ourselves back. We don't talk ourselves out of doing things because of fear of how others will react to us. And so as you become more mindful about what your truths are and you begin to speak them with conviction, this, again, is not about forcing your beliefs on anyone or about getting your way all the time, but rather to simply be true to who you are and what you believe in. You need to stop worrying and speaking and acting out of fear for others' reactions. You're never going to make everyone happy, and that's something you should never even worry about trying to do. You are only in charge of your own happiness, and this is a very huge part of healing your throat chakra as well as other chakras, especially your heart chakra. So if you find that you have any of the symptoms of a blocked throat chakra, it's important to ask yourself, what am I not saying? What am I not doing? What am I, you know, am I not asking for what I need? Am I not accepting the help for what I need? Am I not setting the boundaries I need to set? if you find that others have a tendency to overstep and ask a bit much, or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, it's, you don't want to get into a pattern of blaming them for this. You want to start focusing on what you can do to change it, what you can do to increase the possibility of things being more of at a vibration that you resonate with. Okay? You don't want to be so focused on what you're not getting or focused on what's not happening, because all you're doing then is, you know, sending that information out there that, you know, I'm still not getting this. I'm still not seeing any changes. And this is the energy you're inviting back into your own energy. You have choices to make. You have free will here. We don't want to blame everything on destiny or predetermination. Whatever you're facing in terms of lessons or situations, you have the opportunity to learn and grow from them. And this has a lot to do with your free will, a lot to do with what you can do to heal from the past and to heal from the things that are not resonating with your energy anymore. I find when people begin to have really blocked chakras, especially the throat chakra, they tend to feel more frustrated, but not knowing why. It's almost like this inner frustration that they wake up with, and they're not entirely sure what it is, why they can't seem to shake that feeling, why they are so, you know, irritated or feeling like they're stuck in a rut. And this is another way that it kind of manifests itself emotionally with regards to blockages. And it shows us that we are not doing what we need to do to change what isn't working for us. Sometimes during readings, someone will say, well, when is this going to change? When is it going to get better? And how many of you felt that? You want things to get better, but it's just never coming. And why is it not coming? Why is it not changing? I've been patient. I've done the work, you know, feeling like you've done the work, but not maybe recognizing what the work actually is. In order for things to change, you have to stop doing what isn't working. And this can be difficult when we have habits and kind of, you know, part of our personality traits. It doesn't mean to become a different person. It doesn't mean to be someone you're not. It just means to look at yourself and see what you can do in order to, you know, make the positive changes that you need to make in order to increase your vibration, to heal, become lighter. And when I say heal, if you're not sure what that means, it really, all it means is to remove what you no longer need to carry with you, to remove what has been determining how you make your decisions. If you're somebody who is faced with certain decisions right now, and you find that the decisions that you are making are based on what you're fearful of, especially a fear of a certain type of outcome, or based on your previous experiences with a similar situation or with similar people, when you're making your choices based on that, as opposed to following your gut instincts or your own intuition, this is something that tells you you are not following what you are being called to do, and you likely have some blocked throat chakra and other chakras that need some healing. So it's important to know that everyone has a blocked chakra, or many. And it doesn't mean that anything is wrong. It's nothing that you did wrong. You know, it's not that you've done something so terribly wrong and this is something that has happened because of it. It is simply a part of, while we're here, part of our healing journey. So don't focus on just removing the blockages. Focus on what you can do, the inner working, what's coming up in your mind. You know, find out what you're focusing on. Sometimes we don't even realize in how much we're dwelling in the past or dwelling on future potential outcomes until we really become mindful of it. And when we become mindful of it, it helps us to, you know, shift our focus into what we can change as opposed to what we can't. Because if you're focusing 99% of your thoughts during your waking hours on what you can't change or what you can't control, you're not really getting anywhere. You're just spinning your tires. You need to change the thought process. You got to redirect yourself. You have to focus on what you can do to increase your, what you might call it, positive thoughts or positive thinking. It's not about telling yourself, oh, everything's going to be fine and I don't have to, you know, I just don't need to worry about that anymore. It's more about replacing negative self-talk or limiting self-beliefs or anything like that with thoughts of being open to opportunities, to being open to learning, to being open to receiving the help that you need or the guidance that you need from your guides to help you get through whatever it is you're facing. Because I assure you, no matter what it is you're facing in this life, you have the help and support and love from spirit. And I feel like that's very demonstrated from the messages that come through, just how much they are watching and how involved they are in helping us. Every single person here has many spirit guides. No one is left to walk this path alone. We all have the help that we need, the guidance that we need, the love and the healing that we need. And even if you don't know your guides, there is always, you know, there's no reason why you can't just ask them for their help. It doesn't mean that they don't help you. It just means that you're asking to be more mindful of it. And if you do this, it can really help you to become more confident with the messages you do receive from them. Okay. So what I'd like to do now, before we end our show tonight, is we're going to do a little bit of a meditation, I feel. I think that will help everyone relax and, you know, get into their day. I'm just going to open this up and we're going to start right away. So in the meantime, I want you to get comfortable. Just try to relax and begin breathing deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. I'm just going to find this beautiful, beautiful meditation for you right away. And close your eyes and begin breathing deeply. Okay. I want you to start by relaxing every muscle in your body. Inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. When you inhale, you're bringing in love, peace, and healing. With every exhalation, you're releasing fear, pain, and doubt. Inhaling deeply, holding this breath, and exhaling slowly, you feel your body relax from head to toe. Envision yourself walking through the most beautiful meadow. The sun is shining on your face and you can feel its warmth. You hear birds chirping in the distance. You can feel the cool breeze going through your hair. The grass is so tall you can touch it with your hands. You can smell the beautiful flowers. And you see butterflies fluttering about. This is a place of peace and comfort and healing. Find a place to sit that resonates with you, that you feel calling to you. It may be on a beautiful big rock, or maybe in a circle of flowers, under a tree, or near a waterfall. Sit down and relax, and just be in this moment, feeling as nature continues on around you. You are expected to do nothing but relax. You have no expectations here, no pressures, no responsibilities. As you continue to breathe mindfully, let go of the stress, let go of the anxiety, you are exactly where you need to be in this moment, and everything is going to be okay. smile as you feel your spirit guides coming closer to your energy. You are surrounded by your entire team of spirit guides, and they are offering you a beautiful healing tonight. Feel the warmth rising from the bottom of your feet all the way up to your head, especially in your hands. This beautiful healing energy will go anywhere in your body that needs the most healing. Ask your guides mindfully to help heal you and help align your energies to help you find centeredness and balance, mind, body, and spirit. Feel their beautiful healing energies. And know that you are in a safe, wonderful place that you can visit any time with them. As you continue to breathe mindfully, your spirit guides will give you a message now. Listen carefully. Thank your spirit guides for meeting with you today. You may not have received a message that you understood with words, but maybe they provided an image for you or even just a feeling of peace and love. They remind you not to be discouraged or frustrated and to not compare your path with others. You are exactly where you need to be. And they will help you and continue to help you with every step. Feel yourself standing again in this beautiful meadow and beginning to walk back to where you started. Only now you feel blissfully healed and aligned and centered and balanced. You have a newfound confidence and a feeling of empowerment, knowing that your guides are with you, protecting, healing, and guiding you every step of the way. And on the count of three, you will come back to your full awareness. One, two, three. Come back. You are now fully aware of your surroundings, are feeling blissfully healed and aligned, and are ready to face whatever situations you have in this life. I pray that you've enjoyed this beautiful meditation. And know that you can visit with your guides at any time. Even if you don't feel that you see them or sense them, they are there for you. I've never met anyone that didn't have many spirit guides around them. You are loved and supported and guided always by your loved ones in spirit and your guides. I want to leave you with a beautiful feeling of healing, knowing that your guides will always be with you. They will always love you. They will never judge. They will never tell you not to do something. They always provide the most beautiful guidance. So do visit with them often and ask for their help and be willing to accept it. And as we end our evening tonight, I want to let you know that I am doing a wonderful summer special you can find on my website, www.mediummichellestockatelny.com. For only $20, you can receive a full 20-minute reading. And you might not think in 20 minutes that you can receive a lot of information, but I assure you, you can. I've done many of these already, and the spots are filling up quickly. So if you'd like some insight and guidance into your personal path for this summer, I highly suggest that you take advantage of this special, because it will be the last time I offer it for at least another 3 to 4 months. So do take advantage of that. There will be no show on Saturday, but I will be back next Thursday. And soon, on June 16th, we are going to have a special guest who will be providing information about animal communication, animal healing. So if you go to my episodes page and look what's coming up. That'll be one you don't want to miss. I have a friend coming on who's going to be expressing so much knowledge to you and help you with your animal questions and questions about your pets. I want to wish you all so many beautiful blessings for a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend ahead. Take it easy on yourselves. Try to remember to have compassion for yourself. Be patient with yourself. You aren't here to be perfect. Try to show yourself the empathy that you show others. Be kind to yourself. Do something for you. Follow your heart and be happy and trust your intuition because that comes from your guides. So many blessings to each of you. Thank you for joining us tonight.